Hey guys, welcome back to Maintaining the Meat in Marriage and Motherhood. I'm Kimberly.
And I'm LaShawna.
Welcome back to the show. Today is Tuesday. We're getting our podcast ready for next Monday. We came up with a really good topic for today. We're going to be talking about forgiveness, forgiveness in relationships, forgiveness in marriage, how to be able to look past a mistake your mate might have made and show them some forgiveness so you guys can move on and be able to stay in love with each other and continue your marriage. So, LaShawna, what kind of information do you have for us today in regards to forgiveness?
Well, today, I wanted to start with the four types of love that they mention in the Bible. I got this from Dr. Miles Monroe.
Love Miles Monroe.
Love him. He talks really, if you really want to hear good information, solid information, listen to some of his tapes that he has on YouTube, some of his videos on YouTube. He has excellent books. We'll write some of them down and put them in the show notes of things that you can watch or read. He has very good information. He talks real talk about marriage and love and realistic, not yes. fairy tale that you see, you know, on television, yeah. idolized relationships. He's talking about the real core stuff that's going to help you in your marriage or help you to figure out whether you even want to get married or not.
Exactly.
You know, this is a serious stuff. He talks about the four different types of love mentioned in the Bible. The first one is philia, which is like a brotherly love, you know, like friendship type of love between men. Eros, which is like erotic love, which is where sexual desire comes from. And stergo, which is a friendship love that you have with your, you know, friends, you share between friends. And then there's agape love, and it's the God kind of love. This is the type of love that he explained that is the type of love that you need for forgiveness and for marriage. Because only agape love can make permanent relationships possible. Because you have to be able to look past hurts, disappointments, mistakes that your spouse makes, not might make, but will make throughout the relationship. And things that you're going to need to be forgiven for yeah. as well. You know, so it's a two-way street. You guys are going to hit some bumps in the road. It's not good to avoid conflict. If there's no conflict, that means that the relationship is more than likely not real. There has to be some conflict yeah. at some point over something.
Definitely.
You know, so we're going to go deeper into that. But it is really important for forgiveness. We're going to talk about the benefits of forgiveness, which is...
Yeah, I was going to say here before you start, just okay. that studies indicate the Gottman Institute, a research-based approach to relationships. Studies indicate that forgiving someone is one way of letting go so that you can heal and move on with your life. So you can't just be harboring those feelings and, you know, saying that you forgive someone out loud or verbally, but really... inside, you're still holding on to that, you know, right. and you're really just messing yourself up.
Yeah.
You know, stressing yourself out, making yourself feel bad when you're still holding on to those type of feelings of hatefulness or anger, mm-hmm. Sadness might cause you to be sad. So definitely you're not going to be able to move on with your relationship if you don't find some way to forgive your mate. And LaShawna, are you going to talk about that?
Yeah, we're going to talk about the steps to forgiveness. There's four steps. And I got this off of the Joyce Meyer website. Mm-hmm. It's called Steps to Forgiveness, Four Steps to Help You Genuinely Forgive. And the first one she talks about, and I didn't even know this information, but she was saying how she was molested by her father from the age of 3 to 18.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And she was able to forgive him.
What?
Yeah, she was able to forgive him, and so that's why she says she knows that it's possible to forgive, because she was able to forgive him. But at first, she was very bitter and angry.
I mean, imagine what she was holding on to
for so many years.
I mean, because just her saying she forgives doesn't mean he has to be in her life.
No,
he's
no,
her
no.
father and their best friend.
No, it has nothing to do with the person.
Get
it's about you.
You.
Right. Oof. And so she wrote these steps to help other people in different areas of their life and marriage and different things. And I remember, even speaking on that, I remember when I was in school and we had a class on forgiveness, and we were talking about, it was a section in the book about forgiveness, and we were talking about sex offenders and predators and different things of people that we wanted to work with and mm-hmm. the different types of therapy that you can work with, you know, people, the genre of people mm-hmm. that you wanted to work with. And they were talking about sex offenders, and a lot of the people in the class started to say, like, you know, like, ugh, I would never want to work with them. Like, ugh, disgusting. I hate them, you know, saying different things. And the teacher was saying, like, you know, of course, if that's which how you feel, then no, you definitely wouldn't want to work with these, you know, with that group of people. And she said, but just think about it like this. If we don't work with them, or if someone doesn't work with them, how are they going to heal? Mm-hmm. How are we going to stop them from teaching it to the next generation of people they come in contact with? Mm-hmm. You know, she was like, so it's a lot deeper than just forgiving them and them getting away with it. It's not about them getting away with it. It's about rehabilitating people's minds so that they know what they did was wrong, why it was, because more than likely if they're doing it, it happened to them too.
Exactly.
And so they're just repeating the cycle. And so, and of course, you know, if you've been through that, because some of the people that were in the class, they have been through it. And so she was like, if you have been through this and you have not healed from it, then it's definitely not something that you would want to get into at all. But, you know, to face the predator, you wouldn't want to do that before healing yourself. And she said, but I do want people to have more of an open mind about healing people, because this is about, you know, learning how to heal people and rehabilitation.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and even in that, it's like forgiving people. You have to learn that it's not about that person.
Yeah.
It's really for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I saw that, I didn't even know that about her, and I love her. I think she's an awesome minister.
Yeah.
But getting back to the steps of forgiveness, it was number one was making a quality decision and understanding that forgiveness is a decision. It's not something that comes over you. You're not going to feel like forgiving the person at that time. It may feel like you still hate them, you're still really outraged, angry, hurt, bitter, resentful, whatever, but it's about making a quality decision and understanding that it is a choice to let it go and move on.
Yes.
Like you're making a claim, like, you know what, I'm going to get in the driver's seat to this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start to control the situation. I'm not going to let the situation control me.
Yes.
And so that's more about making a quality decision
and letting the time heal.
Heal over the time. And even if you never feel like it, it's just, you have to make a decision. If it's ruining other parts of your life, you definitely have to make the decision, okay, you know what? I can't continue to let this make me bitter and angry and let it consume my thoughts.
Definitely.
So that's number one, make a quality decision. Number two is to depend on God. To gain the strength needed to forgive, you're going to have to depend on God. Trusting God is going to be the second step. Number three is understanding your emotions. And you can't expect to be over it in a day. Just because you've forgiven the person does not mean that you are able to just move on and forget. The memory is still going to be there. It may take a while. It may never leave your mind of what happened. But in this stage, it's about being in control of your emotions and knowing that your emotions are chemical, so they change like every 5 seconds. And so you can be feeling one way one minute and then another way the next minute. So it's something that you can control, and you know that it's fluid, it's going to change. So just knowing that, understanding your emotions about the situation and being conscious of that, and really knowing your triggers and recognizing them.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's things that are going to come up that you may have thought you were over.
Mm-hmm.
There's a trigger. Something's going to trigger you.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to that. Pay attention to your body in that moment of feeling that overwhelming butterflies, whatever it is, however you feel triggered in about the memory. Be conscious of that so that you know what to do. If you got to count to 10 backwards,
mm-hmm.
whatever you have to do to not react to it, because just because you've forgiven the person doesn't mean that those triggers are not going to come back.
Yeah.
You know, so just understanding your emotions and knowing that you can change it, you can control it, and knowing your triggers. The more you practice that step, the more you practice even learning your triggers and learning how to be in control of them, whichever way you can to, you know, pull yourself out of it, the more you practice that, the less time it'll take you to get over it.
Yes. I mean, I've done that so many times. Like, okay, I'm done with that situation. Over it. I forgave you or whatever it was. And you think about it, and boom. You write.
Or
right
it could be something that's like a song.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, because there's certain songs I can hear that will take me right back down to that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so even the music that you listen to, sometimes you have to be so intentional that you don't listen to certain songs. Mm-hmm. You know, I ain't about to even, because I ain't going to even be able to. You're going to skip that. Take that off the playlist. So just being really in control of your emotions and understanding that. And praying for your enemies. So if it's someone that, even if it's not your in your marriage, or if it's a friend or, you know, cousin or whoever that made you upset, the person that you have to forgive, you have to pray for your enemies. And that is extremely difficult. And she talks about that, praying for your enemies and just being in, really being in sync with God in that point too. So that kind of goes back to number two. Praying for your enemies, you know, asking God to put it in your heart to say that prayer, to pray for your enemies. So those are the four steps to forgiveness that she said, and I really thought those were good. Just a good start.
Yeah.
Something to think about and ponder on. And also, so those are the steps to forgiveness. So I'll go over them one more time. Make a quality decision, depend on God, understand your emotions, and pray for your enemies. And so you just have to put it in practice.
Definitely. I had a couple of things here, how forgiveness can transform your marriage. So once you have decided to forgive your mate, now you want to think about how it can transform your marriage and make it better. The end result, if you don't find that forgiveness, is definitely not going to be a good thing. I mean, you know, it's going to be divorce, separation. Yeah. Are you guys both just being
living
together
and miserable?
Yeah. Which is crazy. So one of the, this is from the Gottman Institute also. One of the notes I took was, recent studies have shown that forgiveness is an essential component of a successful romantic relationship. Definitely, you're not going to be having any romance. And you're not going to have a good relationship at all if you have not find that if you have not found that forgiveness. I haven't gotten any permission to talk about this for my husband. Give you some light details, okay? Not going in deep. He did not give me permission to talk about this. This might cause not forgiveness. But you know, just being mad at him about something that he had did, and then you know, our relationship went through a time where, you know, I was just so mad that I just couldn't have that type of close relationship with him like I wanted to, because I was just so mad and angry. Right. Like, it took me time to really get over, you know, what he had done and to really forgive him.
Right.
And even though after I forgave him, I found myself bringing it up again.
And just like that time.
And remember. And he'd be like, damn.
I was over that.
So I really had to say, okay, that's over. It's done. It happened. I got to stop. I can't, every time we get into an argument about something that has nothing to do with that, bring that back up again. Because remember when you did, it's just like that. Mm-hmm. Or that's So you definitely have to find a way, like LaShawn said, those triggers.
Those triggers.
When you know, and that could be your trigger when you guys have an argument and you feel that anger come back up or that resentment or hurt. Mm-hmm. And you've forgiven them, but you haven't gotten over it yet.
Right.
Because sometimes it's still fresh. That's
still
how
fresh.
That, in that beginning part, it was too fresh.
It's too new.
So, I mean, it
and
really
a lot
took
of times with
time.
Men, because I know I've had the same experience before with my husband, where he's done something very stupid. And I got over it, but I didn't get over it. It was more so like, oh, okay. And I remember, and this is a testament too to how you can shut down and still be playing. Playing the role. Like,
yes.
I had made up in my mind. We had an argument about something. And I had made up in my mind. I said, oh, it's okay. That's fine. Because I'm just never going to help him with that again. Mm-hmm. I'll never help him again with that. Mm-hmm. And I had already made up my mind. He's going to do it on his own.
Mm-hmm.
I had literally didn't argue about it. I didn't say nothing else about it. But I had made up in my mind that I was going to disconnect.
Yes. See? Yeah.
I'm gonna disconnect.
And that's how my thinking was I don't care.
I don't care.
Kept saying I don't care.
I'm gonna disconnect from the situation because you know, he's not listening to me. He didn't. So I'm going to disconnect. And seriously, and so I remember everything was normal. You know, I'm thinking everything normal. He thinking everything normal. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm just wrong because I never said nothing else about it. I didn't argue with him about it. whatever. And then all of a sudden, boom, boom.
It was just, you went off.
Yeah, no, I didn't even go on. An incident happened.
Oh, okay.
Unrelated to that, yes. But an incident happened. Oh, he'll be so busy if I talk about it. But an incident, yeah, but an incident happened, and I was furious.
Yes.
I was furious.
Exactly.
I was like, oh, okay.
Like, this is just...
And so, yeah, and so I had noticed at that time, I said, you know what, I really am not forgiving him. I haven't really forgiven him for not listening to me the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was, it was because I didn't really address it, I just kind of disconnected from the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I allowed it to go even further.
Yes.
And so even though I wasn't saying anything about it, it mm-hmm. still was opening up more
yes.
cans of worms.
Festering.
Yes, it was festering. And so you think that your partner, you're so close to your partner, but you think that they may not notice, or they may not, you know, be able to pick up on it.
Mm-hmm.
So when I confronted him about it, you know, of course, we denial, we argue, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, fine, you know, you don't want to admit it, but I already know, I saw it, you know, whatever. And so he's like, well, I just feel like, you know, you just disconnected from
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and he was like, I don't know when it was. He was like, but it was like just one day, it was like, boom, different.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like you just disconnected from me. And he said, I can't really explain it.
Mm.
I mean, you still been here. Like, we've been,
yes.
like, normal. He was like, but it's not normal. He said, because I can feel it was a difference
mm-hmm.
with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and I couldn't even be mad at him.
Yes. Like.
And after we talked about it, and I said, you know what? It is detrimental that you do not disconnect, that
yes.
you definitely confront whatever issues
is.
You have.
You have to. That's
and
so true.
You have to move past it.
You have to.
You have to decide to forgive
you
and move
to.
On
mm-hmm.
or don't forgive, don't move on and break
yeah,
up.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you
can't
have both.
That. No. That's so
but
true.
I mean, I was shocked because
yes.
I thought I had been playing it off.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know that he realized
mm-hmm.
I was just
like,
that he didn't even
yeah.
notice that I had disconnected. Because I was just kind of like,
totally noticed that.
I mean, he, it
like,
shocked
oh,
me.
Yeah. Because
he was like, I don't know when it was. He said it was like one day, it was like a switch
yeah.
just went off and you just disconnected from me completely. And I was like,
what?
Huh? When? And then I was, but I knew.
You knew when you thought about it.
I knew.
It.
I said, oh, shit.
So for that, too long.
For too long, yeah. So you definitely have, because your spouse is going to know, they're going to feel the elephant in the room.
Yes.
Even if you're not talking about
yes.
it. And so.
Because you're going to be acting different.
It was something totally unrelated what I was even
mm-hmm.
mad the first time about. But
mm-hmm.
it triggered and trickled into something else.
Definitely.
And so I was like, dang, just from me not forgiving and
mm-hmm.
not addressing the issue, we never were able to get past that because I never even said what I was mad about.
You never said what you were mad about.
So it's like you really have to have that
communication,
and you have to let
people
know.
We're going
to
say that 1,000 times in this
50 million, 1,000 times because that's really where it starts.
Communication. Yeah, and they were saying couples who practice forgiveness can rid themselves of the toxic hurt and shame that holds them back from feeling connected to each other. You know, so you got to rid yourself of that.
Yeah,
so
and
you
don't feel connected.
You
yeah,
don't.
You will feel there. You can feel it.
You can feel
a disconnection.
Definitely.
And so you're not hiding it, really.
No.
You're not hiding it. They're able to feel, if you guys are really close, like married,
yeah.
they're going to feel that
Definitely.
You're disconnected and they're going to feel alone.
Alone.
You cannot do that.
No.
You cannot do that. You have to talk through it, work it out, see what it can, and you can't expect for people to change just because you're confronting them about it.
Yes.
You have to allow time for growth.
Mm-hmm.
So people are not always going to just change. It's just your husband or wife, they're not going to just change
mm-hmm.
because it's something that you don't like about it. You still have to talk about it, bring
mm-hmm.
it up, let them know, this makes me feel like this
mm-hmm.
when you do that. I feel hurt, or I feel like I can't trust you, or
mm-hmm.
I feel left out, or I feel whatever it is when you do this type of thing
mm-hmm.
so that they know, okay, that's a trigger for her. Yes. So I'm not going to do that because that makes her feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you don't say anything,
how are they supposed to know? Yeah, that's crazy. But we were just talking before the podcast about our notes and what we were doing. And one of my points was, and this is why is forgiveness important. And one of the first points was often people equate forgiveness with weakness. They might think of it. They might think if you forgive someone, you're condoning or excusing their behavior. So I was just saying how I felt like that, you know, with the issue with my husband. Like, if I felt like if I forget that I had forgiven him too fast.
Right.
Like, I should have held out, or I should have
taught him a lesson.
I want to teach you a lesson.
I know.
Or I want to make you hurt. That's what it is. Yeah. I want to make you hurt like I did.
I want to, yeah.
So you'll know how it feels. Don't do this anymore. Okay?
I want it to sting and burn.
I want it to sting and burn. An open wound with salt.
Exactly.
But, again, I kept feeling that, like, damn, maybe I was too nice.
Like, you're being a weakling. Yeah. You know, like, you're being weak.
Like, was that good enough? Or, like, you know,
like I needed to do a little bit more.
Should I or maybe it I so should, fast? Should
get
I
him back? Or,
yeah.
You know, and it's like, you really crazy, can, because sure. Now you're, at that point, now you're blocking your own blessings. Because you're intentionally, mm-hmm. Now when they're doing something, they might have done something stupid that you don't agree with, or that, but they may not have even intentionally did it to hurt you. They wasn't even thinking.
They just think about themselves.
Exactly. But now that you're trying to do it, you're intentionally trying to hurt that person. Mm-hmm. And so what type of person are you?
You turned into
You can't let the actions of somebody else change who you are as a person.
Because
then now it's going to block your blessings.
Yeah.
So forgiveness, it just shows that it really has nothing to do with the other person. It's about you being able to let that go. And who cares what they think about it? Mm-hmm. It's really, I feel like even more people, you will be able to forgive a person more. That's why you really have to guard your marriage and be careful what you tell people. Be careful what you share, you know, whatever, because the thoughts of other people and other people's opinion can make you feel like you're not doing enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you just gonna forgive him like that after he did that? Mm-hmm. Yes. Guess why? Because he's my husband.
Thank you.
And not yours. And I can do whatever the hell I want to do. Because this has nothing to do with you,
mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. And that's really hard.
Yes.
I mean, that's really hard for people to not care about what other people think.
Yes. If you're involved in other people.
If you're involved in other people.
Yeah, in your business like that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be. That's too deep in your business.
And two, people might see it.
Yes.
They might know. That's you don't true. Have to necessarily tell somebody.
Now you done really messed up.
You know what I mean? It ain't no secret. I think you can even handle it a little bit better if it's a secret. But now
I'm really going to have to dig.
Now you got to dig. Because now you're shy. Now I'm shy. Now you done made me shy.
Yes. Now I'm really like.
So now I really have to show out to show that I'm tough.
Yeah, I'm tough. You ain't going to do that to me.
To me.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, but it's really a human feeling. Yes. You know? And if you have your mom or your cousins or your best friends or whoever all in it telling, oh, you doing that? Oh, there he go again. There you go. Oh, you want to take him back? Oh, you going to do this? It makes it that much harder to get through it. But at the end of the day, only you and that person know what's really going on in your relationship. Mm-hmm. Only you and that person really know what your daily life is like.
Yes.
You know, in your life, if you've married this person and you live with this person, you have children with this person, your life is bigger than incidents.
Yes, definitely.
You know, so you got to look at the whole picture. Is it worth throwing everything away because of this one thing that we never talked about, that you did something stupid, or you was feeling a certain way that I did something, or whatever it is? We have to be more mature. Mm-hmm. Marriage is for grown people.
Definitely.
I mean, you got to be a grown folk.
I mean, you got to be all the way.
You got to be all the way. Or you know what? If you're not even on that level of forgiveness to where you feel like there's some things that you can work through and go through, you're not ready for marriage.
No.
You know, so it's definitely not caring about what people think.
No.
You just have to just
keep it moving.
Yeah, take one for the team and keep it pushing. And, you know, weigh the pros and the cons. I mean, what do you value? What are your values? What are his values? You know, how are you making that thing work? Because really, it's going to boil down to values. What you're valuing when you decide that you're going to forgive and let go. Mm-hmm. Are you valuing the person? Are you really looking at them and saying, you know what? He may do this, but he has to accept this from me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know? Because there's something that he's definitely dealing with, too.
You have to forgive.
A lot. You know? Woo! So, yeah, it's a two-way street. It goes both ways.
Yes, definitely. And they were saying in marriage, forgiveness is a strength because it shows you are capable of goodwill toward your partner. Goodwill towards your partner. Come on now. This is your partner for life. You got to show them a little forgiveness. You can't, like you said, you're going to be together for a lifetime. So there are going to be some mistakes that are going to be made. So you got to learn some forgiveness. Are you going to be divorced in the first year?
Yeah.
For sure. So, yeah, and just showing that goodwill that you care about them that much.
That agape of, love.
I was just about to say that agape
the
love.
Agape love.
That's God's love. He forgives us
every day. I mean, think about all the stuff that we do and mistakes that we made. Yeah. And some made the mistakes we made intentionally.
What?
And we go to God and we
ask
Him for forgiveness. And without question, it's like done.
It's done.
It's done. That's so it. Who are we?
Who are we
to hold His children hostage for something that they do?
Yeah.
We can't.
Because we're all humans,
and we make mistakes.
I mean, when you really think about it, you know,
you make mistakes.
When you marry, you really think like, "Yo, how could you do this?" Duh. I mean, you know, you're in the moment and everything, but you really, when you really think about it,
it's like we're all.
You know, this person isn't a bad person. This person isn't malicious. This person isn't. You know.
And then just expecting. Change, like people change.
Yes.
So why do you think that your husband's not going to change or you're not going to change?
Yes.
People change careers.
Definitely.
People change where they want to live. Mm-hmm. People, you know, it's like different things happen, and you really got to be able to roll with the change, roll with the punches, mm-hmm. roll with whatever, because it's not always going to be the way that it was the day that you got married.
No.
Or when you were dating. Or even 10 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what your life is going to be, where how you're going to feel, what career they're going to want to take,
mm-hmm.
what, you know, where they are going to want to move to another state or another country or whatever it is. And so if you're already saying, okay, yeah, this is what I want to be for the rest of my life, you got to consider those things, the unknown.
Mm-hmm. The unknown. Because you don't know what's going to happen.
What's going to happen.
It's what you don't know. Did you have any more?
Yeah, the seven reasons.
Oh, yeah, you have the seven.
Yeah, the seven reasons to forgive in marriage. For one, love. That agape love.
That agape love.
Okay, not that eros love. Not that erotic love.
No.
That's not going to hold you together.
That ain't going to hold you together. You better have that agape.
You better
love him.
Because if some things go down, you ain't going to want to touch him.
No.
You know? All. So you ain't going to want to hug and kiss and all of that. If he done pissed you off to a certain level, mm-hmm. you ain't gonna want to be bothered with that. You
no.
ain't gonna feel like it's a friendship. So that friendship love, that's not gonna work either.
That's not gonna work.
You don't want to be friends.
No, not that. So, not to get through.
Not to get through. So the agape love, number one reason, and for reciprocation. You know, you want people to forgive you too when you make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want. How would you feel if the person that you forgave, if you did something, if they're, you know, trying to teach you a lesson,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and you know in your heart that you're really sorry,
yeah.
you know, like you really didn't mean to say that or do that or whatever, yeah. and you really feel bad. It's like, what if they're like, nope,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna make her suffer.
Yeah,
you know, I'm gonna be mean. You know, whatever. It's unnecessary.
It's unnecessary.
So, and then it's a gift to yourself.
Yeah,
you gotta let that go.
That's a gift to yourself.
Because there's some, I'm gonna talk about the benefits. The reason why it's a gift to yourself is because it improves your relationships, it decreases your anxiety and stress, lowers your blood pressure, lowers your risk of depression,
yeah,
and it builds a stronger immune system and heart health.
Yes, you can make yourself sick.
Literally sick.
Holding on to this stuff.
Literally sick.
Literally, physically sick.
In the hospital sick. Holding on to grudges,
yeah.
and being pissed and hate being hateful.
Mm-hmm.
And then four, it shows evidence of maturity and strength. how we talked about how people will think that it's a weakness mm-hmm. if they forgive, but no, it's a sign of strength.
Yeah,
you got to be a strong person to forgive people.
Definitely,
because it takes a lot out of you mm-hmm. to just be like, you know what?
Let me get past this.
I ain't even tripping.
Yes, yeah,
you know it's it does. It takes a strong person to be able to do that, and to avoid consequences of unforgiveness like sickness. Mm-hmm. Your family being a family role model. are one of the seven reasons to forgive because your children are watching you. You're teaching them about forgiveness, definitely. How to let go of things. They're mm-hmm. in the house. They see what's going on. They see if you're arguing or you're upset with each other. Mm-hmm. And they're mimicking that.
Yeah.
You know, they're saying, oh, okay, well, mommy was mad earlier, but mm-hmm. oh, now she's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, look, daddy was mad at mommy earlier, but now they're okay. They must have got over that.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's normal for parents mm-hmm. to argue.
Yes.
And they can get along and still be together. So that they're not ready to pack their bags as soon as there's one fight and they're out of there. And then guess what? They on to somebody else.
With some more foolishness.
There's going to be some more drama and some more chances to forgive because you're going to have to forgive them too.
No bringer on that side.
Yeah. So it's family role modeling. And if you want to have a long last relationship.
Yeah.
It's the only way.
The only way.
You can only forgive people. That's the only way that you're going to be able to have a long relationship. If you held on to everything that you get mad about, even if you think about with your parents or with your children, mm-hmm. or it's like...
It's not that serious. And it's really not. If you really think about it. Unless they've committed some crazy, heinous crime.
Right.
Now, yeah, you need to go.
Yeah, and that's another good point that you just brought up. Forgiveness doesn't mean... that you have to still be with that person.
Person, exactly.
If it's something that's too crazy yes. and you just, you know.
There's no forgiveness.
There's forgiveness,
but we don't have to be together.
Yeah, but yeah, we don't have to be together.
Yes.
But you do have to forgive the person. You know, if you've been together for years and years and years and you never got married mm-hmm. and, you know, that you end up breaking up and they end up with somebody else, you got to be able to let that go to be able to continue to raise your children. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Have a decent relationship.
You decided you didn't want the relationship no more. Cool.
Yeah.
They moved on. They did whatever they did. They moved on. They happy. Cool. But you still have to forgive them for whatever you were mad about and be able to move on so that you could continue to mm-hmm. raise your children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's going to be so many different life situations. You just have to be really realistic.
Yes. About that forgiveness because there's going to be some issues, like you said, and you don't know what could happen, so.
Yeah, and it's bigger than just infidelity, because I feel like a lot of times people...
It's so much bigger than that.
Yeah.
All kind of different
things. I mean, infidelity is like... It's
the one common
thing. That's just the common thing, but it's not even...
There's going to be financial...
Yes.
There's going to be...
I mean, just growing up.
Growing up, yeah.
Just the stages of growth.
Just the stages of growth.
Where you may not be on the same page, like really just not on the same page.
Yeah.
You know, and so they want to go in a different direction with finances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to...
Careers.
They want to buy a house. You don't want to buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get a new car. You don't want to get a new car. You know, so it's like there's real things. It's just that infidelity, I feel like, is the most judged. You know, people are...
What people think about the most.
About the most. Mm-hmm. When that's like... People are having much bigger issues than infidelity.
Yes. Finances is the number one reason for a divorce.
Yeah, and lack of communication.
And lack of communication.
Which
That's
is
why
what leads.
Finances messed up.
And there's infidelity.
And infidelity.
It's all from, that all stems from not communicating.
Not communicating.
Not forgiving.
Not dealing with the issue, the problem.
Avoiding conflict.
Avoiding conflict. Deal with it.
Deal with it. Let it get...
It doesn't have to be a screaming match.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit down calmly and talk.
And that's another
thing.
That's
when you want to do it. Before it gets to that point.
Or even if it's gotten to that point where you just are so fed up and they're not listening or whatever. Sometimes that's why in the steps of forgiveness when Joyce says to depend on God. Because mm-hmm. you can't depend on that person to start acting the way you want them to act.
Mm-hmm.
Or how to fix it the way you think it should be fixed.
Yes.
They may disagree.
Mm-hmm.
What if you're telling him there's something he's doing that you don't like and he doesn't want to change it?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's still his choice.
Yeah.
It's a choice. So if he chooses that, I don't want, no, I'm still going to go ahead and get that car.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you're going to put us in a financial situation where, you know, you're going to be working for the car. Mm-hmm. What if
now
you,
what?
Now what? But they want to get the car. They grown, they can buy the car if they want to. You know what I'm saying? So yes. It's like those type of situations where you really have to depend on God, trust God, pray, Lord,
please, Lord, help me through it.
I know you see this mistake. Don't hold me to the fire, Lord. I told please. Him not to do it.
I told him.
You really got to depend on God. Ooh. And still forgive. Okay, well, he did something silly with some money, so it's
good. Let him learn.
Let him learn. Let him
some
learn.
Some stuff you just, like you said, you can't control them. So.
No.
I mean, it's like a child. You got to let him fall. And sometimes that's going to be like that for me.
And with yourself.
And with
sometimes
yourself.
You think about things that you do.
You just knew what to do.
And I hate when I make a mistake in front of my husband. Oh, my God, I want to die.
I want to crawl under a rock and die. Damn.
See, if I would have did that.
Damn.
And he's a forgiver, though. He's really good at forgiving. He doesn't hold grudges. He's way better than that than I am.
Yeah, see, I'm the forgiver. My husband's the grudger.
I've grown so much, and really just going through my master's, because you have to take all these different marriage classes. So it's almost like you're going through a counseling session yourself. You really learn so much about people, and just about, you know, how much other people are bringing to the situation. Mm-hmm. You know, the way that they grew up,
mm-hmm.
their beliefs about marriage, mm-hmm. their beliefs about money. They're bringing all that, and you're trying to become one person.
Wow.
And run a household and children and raise your children with core values.
With core values.
You know, it's a lot. It's a lot. So it's just unrealistic to think that you're not going to have to forgive. Mm-hmm. I mean, how long are you going to be tight about it?
Exactly.
Realistically.
You don't even have time to waste on that. Really. Life is going by. You don't even have time to waste that energy.
And you have to train yourself. It's like it's really like you have to train yourself to not just not care, but you have to train yourself to look deeper than what's on the surface. And
definitely.
Be like, you know what? Okay, what happened? It's not even that serious.
It's not even that serious.
I'm just about to let that go.
Yeah, let that go and leave that alone. But they did talk about 7 ways forgiveness can transform your marriage. One way, and this is still from the Gottman Institute, write down 3 ways negative emotions have impacted or are still impacting your marriage. Be aware of negative emotions that have not yet processed. Talking to a close friend or therapist can help. So, you know, really write it down how you feel. You know, those
negative emotions.
Yeah, getting that
out. Yeah, getting it out. Yeah, not on that person, but just getting it out.
Yeah.
Writing that stuff down definitely helps.
It really does. You can burn it afterwards if you don't want to keep it, but get it out.
Get it out.
You know? 2 is find a way to dislodge yourself from negative emotions. Examples, yoga, improving your physical health, working on that. Meditating, learning to meditate. Resentment can build when you sweep these things under the rug. So like LaShawna said, just holding on to that, acting like it didn't really bother you, but it really was.
Right.
You know, it really was an issue for you. 3 was take small steps to repair and let go of grudges. Let the grudges go. And Dr. Gottman, the number one thing that prevents couples from building trust and emotional attunement is the inability to bounce back from a conflict in a healthy way. The number one solution to this problem is to get really good at repair. He tells Business Insider that you've got to get back on track after a disagreement if you don't want issues to fester.
It's true.
That's so true. You have to.
You
can't just... That's what I don't like about the grudge stuff.
Yeah.
That drives me... Because it's like, we got stuff, man. We got stuff to do.
Stuff to do. We don't have time.
This is...
And if you're still holding on to stuff, you cannot move four.
You can't even concentrate on nothing else because I don't have all of
your attention.
Yeah, yeah. I need all
you
of
gotta
your attention.
You got to be able to move on.
You, gotta move on.
You can't just
serious.
Hold on to stuff.
Hold on to stuff.
And repairing it. And by doing that, it's like sometimes, and I talk about this all the time, you have to take a break from your problems. It's just not that serious.
It's not.
Go to the movies.
Go to the movies.
Go have sex.
Go have sex.
Go have
go
a drink.
Do something.
Go to dinner.
Yeah.
Talk about this other shit. Watch a funny comedy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to do those kind of
you
things
do.
Where you're, because you want to be right. They want to be right. You mm-hmm. want to be right. You're pulling the knot tighter.
Tighter.
It's not coming to loose.
Somebody's gonna choke.
If it gets so tight, you can't even pull it loose.
No.
You have to, and the repair part is focusing on something else.
It's
not the children, not disconnecting and focusing on the children, or disconnecting mm-hmm. and focusing on family members or whatever, disconnected, focusing on other people's problems, disconnected from the issue and getting back together where you are connecting.
Mm-hmm.
Think about, you know, when you got together, what did you love about that person?
Yes.
What are you guys doing to have a good time? You know, even if you can't go on vacation, it's okay. Drop the kids off and get a room at a hotel somewhere. Get
yes.
out of the house.
Get out of the house.
If there's a lot of drama going on in the house, mm-hmm. a lot of, you know, friction in the house, go rent a room by the beach somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or somewhere that's relaxing mm-hmm. where you can take yourself, okay, you know what, this bedroom is just, it's too much arguing going on in here.
Mm-hmm.
We need to burn some sage in here.
In here, get
that
sage
and burn some sage in here. Let's go to a whole nother. Let's go to a nice hotel.
Yes.
And just relax and make an agreement that we're not going to talk about anything
negative.
That's going to make us argue.
No, please don't.
You know, so just taking a break.
Yeah, taking a break. Four was accept responsibility for your part. Accept that responsibility. Ooh, I'll be having to do that.
Because you have to really go back and look and see what happened.
Mm-hmm.
When I started doing, just doing that, it made me shy.
See, they say
I
one person
a lot.
Yep.
I said, I'm starting it.
I'm starting. One person's ability to do this can change the dynamic of the relationship. And that's how I always feel. Because I'm like, my husband's not going to do it.
He's not going to do it.
He ain't apologizing unless he done really, no, he done really got too carried away. But 9 times out of 10, he ain't. He not coming to me first. Usually, he's growing. He's doing better.
Give him his props. Give him his props.
He's doing a whole lot better. I'm
he's
like,
growing.
Yeah, he's growing. I'm shocked. But 9 times out of 10, it's going to be me. And I don't care about being that person. But I want it to end. Let's get back to how we were. I don't like this.
Exactly.
This drives me crazy and it makes me sad. I'm done. Okay? I mean, you know.
That was so funny. I mean, I literally was like, okay, I'm going to start really paying attention to when the arguments start or how I'm feeling or whatever. And I was like, dang.
Yeah.
I'm starting a lot of this shit. I'm really being
fucking
petty.
I'm starting a lot of this shit.
I'm a lot of this shit.
Ooh, I hate being petty.
Let me be quiet.
Let me just.
Let me let him talk. First of all, let me just give him a chance to say, I need to ask more questions.
And listen.
And don't say anything. I have to talk to myself and say, even if it's something I don't agree with, he about to say something, I'll be like, I do not agree with it. I don't say anything.
Just hold it. Hold it.
I've gotten so much better at that. Because I know that I'm actually right about that. But guess what?
I don't need to prove it.
I don't even care because we're just getting along. And he is so happy that
yeah.
I'm not fucking saying anything.
I'm just, you know, it's not that serious.
Because it really, and it's not even nothing. Just
it's
shut
not.
Up and listen and let him say his stuff.
It says, Dr. Julie and John Gottman explained that one person's response will literally change the brainwaves of the other person. Apologize to your partner when appropriate. This will validate their feelings, promote forgiveness, and allow you to both to move on. Because whenever I do come to my husband, like, it can't be too soon.
Right.
Let him
Get
have his
time.
Day. Let him have that day. I'm going to let him have that day. It ain't going past. When I let it go past the day, that's when I'm just, forget it. I'm just going to let it go.
Right.
But I have, no, I'm not going to do that. You're not changing me. Because
that's when you're disconnecting.
Yes. And that's not the type of person
no.
I am. Now you're making me act. Now you're not making me. I'm making myself act, or I'm letting myself act other than who I am. You know, so if I give him that day, I know he needs a day. Let him sit on it. Don't get all in his ear. He don't feel like talking about it right after.
I mean, we need to talk. Can I? No.
Women love to talk. Stop talking so much. Why do we want to talk so much?
It's so annoying. Like, sometimes I hear myself say it. I'm like, ugh, go sit down.
Yeah, I'm not.
You do it. He's not even talking to you. He's being silent. He don't feel like you already.
You're not going to get the response that you want.
And he don't want to go with it. You're not going to get the response that you want. Just
you know what you're
going to
get? More silence.
And then I just find them there, just leave him alone. Shut up. Let him rest for a day. And then the next day, he's so much better that I can, okay, now can we talk or, you know,
break the ice a little bit.
How you feeling? What's going on? You know, but that first, leave that shit alone. Let that shit rock.
Don't let wounds fester. That's what we just talked about. Don't let it drag on. Challenge your beliefs and self-defeating thoughts about holding on to hurt feelings. Processing what happened will allow you to get resentments, will allow you to let resentments go so you can move on to a healthier relationship. Keep the big picture in mind. Like I said, it's time to move on.
We got stuff to do.
There's things to conquer.
We have goals, aspirations. This stuff is too petty.
The children love this little family, okay?
They love this family.
They don't like this.
That's the big picture.
That's the big picture right there. Six was accept that people do the best they can. This does not mean that you condone the hurtful action of others. You simply come to a more realistic view of your past. As you take stock, you will realize that all people operate out of the same basic drives, including self-interest. So, accept that people do the best they can. I know as Virgos, we think that our best.
You can do better. Or you can do better.
You can do better.
You can do better than that.
You can do better than that. And then seven, think like a forgiving person. Practice forgiveness by actively thinking like a forgiving person. Avoid holding grudges and declare you are free to stop playing the role of victim. After all, we all are imperfect and deserve compassion. I was playing the victim role for a minute. Just, you know, oh, what was me? Why do you keep doing this? What's going on? I need this.
Taking it personal.
Yes. Like, stop. That got on my... I woke myself up. Like, oh, my goodness. Stop it.
Yeah. The craziness.
Craziness of it.
But, you know, it has a lot to do with the people that you're around, too. Mm-hmm. Like, your influences.
Yes.
The way other people handle relationships, mm-hmm. or what you see acting out in front of you.
Yes.
Watching a lot of reality TV. Woo. I mean, all of those things you don't realize, they're really shaping your reactions.
They are.
And they're triggering a lot of emotions that are going on with you just by talking to, you know, people that are negative mm-hmm. about relationships mm-hmm. or people that are not married.
Yes.
You cannot talk to people that are not married about your marriage problems.
No.
Because, especially if they've never been married.
Yes.
Because they cannot relate. It is totally different.
Different.
And I say that because I've been on both sides of the fence. Yes. You know, so it's like, just like you've been on both sides. You've been in relationships that didn't lead to marriage.
Exactly.
And it's a totally different relationship.
Because you're not even going through all that foolishness.
You're just not.
It's over.
And it's not even the same type of a connection.
It's not.
You can't even, it's totally different. It's not. I don't care if you live together mm-hmm. for 10 years. It is not the same. Marriage is an anointing. There's an anointing mm-hmm. on marriage.
Yeah.
So it is a totally different type of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have your bills together, all kind of stuff. But if you're not married, it's just, it is different.
It is different.
And so you really have to be in around forgiving type of people.
Yes.
And ask questions for, you know, have friends and elders, mentors that are relationship mentors,
mm-hmm.
people that have been married for a really long time.
Yes.
And watch what they do. Watch how they handle situations. They've been together for a really long time. And that's not the same thing as idling, you know, putting their relationship on a pedestal.
Yeah.
No, but just looking at their ways, how mm-hmm. they handle things. Oh, okay, so they have these children too, and... Oh, they got through this, or, you know, I'm sure they've been through, you know, financial issues or infidelity or whatever issue that you're going through. They've made it through that problem. Oh, I wonder how they did that. talk to them. Mm-hmm. Whenever I see couples that have been married for a really long time, or, you know, older couples, whatever, I always ask, what's your secret?
Mm-hmm. How'd you get here?
How long have you been married?
Let me know.
30 years, however. Consistently, yeah. Every time I've asked anyone that's been married 20, 30 years, communication.
And so forgiveness.
And forgiveness.
Communication.
And forgiveness. I mean, there's people that have been married for 25 years and still arguing over, you know,
and sometimes
go pick up the laundry. Mm-hmm. And they've been together for 25 years, and he's still not picking up the damn laundry like he was supposed to.
Exactly.
But guess what? They're still married, and it's not that big a deal. Mm-hmm.
And that's what they'll say. Ends up just letting it. It's not that serious. Let me let that go.
Girl, he didn't pick that laundry up, and I just went to go pick that laundry up.
Or he never washed the dishes for 30 years, but finally, after 40 years, he in there helping. He in there drying, you washing, he drying. Are you finally helping me with these dishes, girl?
Because, you know, they just probably didn't even, they weren't arguing about it anymore. Mm-hmm. I remember Pastor Ed was saying that one time. He was like, stop getting mad about it.
Y'all getting mad about it.
He said when he would talk to couples and the wife or the husband would say, and every time it just makes me so mad. He said, well, what would you do if you weren't getting mad about it? Stop getting mad about it. Is that working for you?
No.
How is it helping that you're getting mad about it? What does it do? How does it change the situation?
Exactly.
You know, so it's like you think about it, it's like, dang, that is so true.
So true.
Who is it hurting by you getting mad about it? Now
you're tired.
Your belly hurting.
You're sweating.
Exactly. Your pressure up. You're not hungry. You lost your appetite.
Silliness.
You're pissed.
Pissed.
Over something. Over something small. About some laundry or something.
About some laundry.
Because you done took it all the way to some emotional.
No.
I used to literally make a mountain. I would take, and you know how I'm already an overanalyzer. So I would take it. All the way, he'll be like, I wasn't even thinking about
like that. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm crazy. Never mind. Delete that.
We'll start over.
Forgive me.
Yes.
I mean, I'll get that text thread. Going.
So, but I mean, just then broke them all the way down.
What? You crazy. You crazy as hell.
Whoa, I didn't know this had happened.
So forgiveness,
guys.
It is a work in progress. Okay, you gotta practice. This stuff takes practice.
Years.
And you're never gonna get it all the way right.
Yeah, it takes years.
It takes a long
but
time.
But at least you know.
You're working towards it. Yeah,
it's
you
just
can recognize
like us having this podcast helps me.
It helps me too.
You know, just
it
makes me remember
does.
and think about it. Okay,
yeah.
Yeah. Make sure I, you know.
And even just, you know, when we talk about different topics, it brings up, I'm like, oh yeah, okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? Or when I'm reading new information, I'm like, oh, I didn't even think about that. That's so true.
That's so
you know,
true.
And
yes.
So it does. It helps us. So we're not just telling you guys what to do.
And you see, we go to the experts.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Go to the experts to get this information.
Exactly. Exactly. This is definitely. Not just stuff we're just making up off the top of our heads.
No.
I mean, we share our own experiences,
yes.
But we're definitely doing research and looking this stuff up.
Yes.
And, you know, it's coming from
stuff that you guys might not have time to do.
To look
maybe
up.
This is just
or
what you
new
listen
information.
To get your information. So
yeah.
We try to give you good information.
And I really feel like there are no real experts
mm-hmm.
in life. Like
mm-hmm.
there's really no, we're students.
Yes.
You know, we're constantly learning. We're trying to learn. We're, you know, seeking knowledge. We're trying to find out. This is a interesting to us.
Mm-hmm.
We find it interesting marriage and wives and family
mm-hmm.
and the dynamic and how important it is. I mean, if you think about it, everybody in the whole world is a product of a relationship.
Yes, right.
Whether it's a marriage, whether it's a
relationship.
There's nothing more money, nothing is more important than a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So this stuff is, you know, really interesting to us. And so we love to talk about it and share and to learn more.
More at the same time. So we're learning too, guys. So that's our podcast today on forgiveness. We hope we gave you guys some good information that you can use.
Forgive.
Keep that on your mind. But definitely go on iTunes. I'm going to say this every week. go on iTunes, give us a rating. You guys have been giving us some ratings. If you guys could give us some reviews, we can start reading them, what people think about the show.
Yeah.
We will next week, we'll read the reviews that we already have. We have a few reviews, and we'll read them to you guys. Let you guys know what people are thinking about us. So if you guys have some feelings about us, about how you like the show,
what you want us to add. We have a lot of ideas that we want to implement, guys. We're just, you know, looking for the time.
Yes.
To be able to expand more.
Definitely.
More.
We've only been doing it since September. So
we're getting started. Those workshops are coming.
Yes.
We're putting those together now.
So we'll definitely
we'll announce
you know.
That at the right time.
We have some interviews coming up with some really good ladies, quality information that you guys are going to like. So give us a rating review on a rating or review or both on iTunes. And then check out our Instagram. Give us some likes. DM us if you guys have some topics you want us to talk about. That's Modern Mommy 2. And until then, you'll hear from us next Monday. Have a good one, guys.